This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 31. Lead us not into temptation. Our reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. A student recently told me about her philosophy class. The students in the class were asking about some of the hard questions of life. How did we get here? And what is the purpose and meaning of life? These questions have been asked and discussed throughout the ages, and the Bible gives a clear, definitive answer. We are here because we have been created by the Almighty God, and we exist to glorify the Lord and enjoy Him forever. There is, however, another powerful being who has no desire to see God glorified. And he does not want us to enjoy God at all. The devil has come to rob, kill, and destroy. He does that by trying to convince us that God's way is not the best way. As Jesus worked with his disciples, he saw that each one would be tempted to walk the path that leads to destruction. He taught his followers to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." In this world, the devil and our sinful human nature are constantly at work, even attacking us, to distract us from living as God calls us to live. But as the Bible assures us, when we are tempted, God will provide a way out so that we can endure it. Comfort and joy come in walking God's way. Pray with me. Lord God, uphold us and make us strong by your Holy Spirit, so that we can resist our enemies. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.